everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today, and I'm so excited. My good friend Raquel Spencer is here with us. We were just chatting, and so much fun. You know, she is one of a kind, you know, and you're going to just love her. If you're new to her, you're going to just love her. So Raquel today is going to be talking about how to enhance your human experience. Cosmic and galactic energies to help you thrive in times of great change. And yes, we are going through times of great change. So some of what Raquel is going to be talking to us about is about bringing your perspective back into alignment. We're going to learn techniques to distinguish between your stuff and mass consciousness stuff. We're going to go deeper into understanding the physical elements of awakening. And we're going to experience a multidimensional experience to open you up to new levels of personal insight and self-love. And of course, whenever Raquel is on the show, we basically go with the energy. We go with what comes up. And so, you know, just be open to, you know, whatever is coming through. And so for those of you who don't know Raquel, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. Raquel is someone that has been on the show many, many times. It's always so much fun. She always brings this high vibration energy, and along with her laughter, her wisdom, it's just such a wonderful experience. So I'm so glad that you're all here to share in this experience. And Raquel is a catalyst for spiritual awakening. Her no-nonsense approach provides a refreshing and grounded pathway for personal growth and empowerment. Calling herself a spiritual warrior, her tagline says it all, guiding you through the BS and beyond so you can get on with what you're here to do. So I just love that. Guiding you through the BS. There's so much BS, right? She's considered one of the next generation's transformational visionaries and leaders. She opens the dormant mind-body pathways and cellular codes of light to assist you with remembering your divine sovereignty. I've worked with Raquel myself, and yes, she is a powerful healer, a multidimensional energy electrician and cellular light and sound specialist. And her skills come from direct access to higher states of consciousness and memory. She utilizes skills from lifetimes as a Hathor, Tibetan monk, Atlantean Atla Ray priestess, knowledge from the original 13 etheric crystal skulls, and many cosmic universal expressions. She unlocks your human supercomputer to embody the highest level of your divine essence. You can read more about Raquel on the live page, of course, because I just am so excited that she's here with us. So as we open up this radiant light healing circle, I invite you to be open to experiencing the energies, receiving the energies, allowing the wisdom and teachings that flow to go to you where you need it the most. Just be open, and the energies are already flowing from my team and from Raquel's team into the call for everyone listening now and listening later. So just be open to that, and I invite you to open up your hearts and help me in welcoming Raquel to the show. Raquel, welcome.
It's such a pleasure to be back. Hello, everyone. What day are we on? Happy Wednesday? Happy whatever yeah. day. It's the now moment in the eternal.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here, Raquel. And because there's always so much for us to talk about, I want to get right into it. So first of all, I want to talk about, let's talk about the energies right now. All of the energies that are, you know, they're expanding for sure, and they're helping us to expand. But what's happening also is I think they are focusing us, forcing us to look at stuff that's no longer serving us. They're forcing us to look at ways that we need to adapt to these newer energies. And sometimes that means changing, you know, something on the physical, changing the emotional, changing the mental. What do you think?
It's absolute what's going on. And many people may have noticed, if you sit back and you think, because, you know, we're in this evolutionary process, and it's kind of nonstop anymore, guys. This is just the new norm. And many of you are, you know, really trying to find ways to adapt more quickly, because the energies that are coming on, and we were just talking about this before the call, even since the equinox, which is now 3 weeks ago, The equinox unlocked a whole different level of energy that is able to be accessed. And how people are responding with their physical body in the ability to actually take that energy and really utilize it. It's either coming in a really super positive way and you're making huge strides and huge changes, or you may be actually struggling a bit because there's pieces of the physical, there's pieces of the emotional, just like you were saying, the mental bodies that are, in that stubborn state of not wanting to change. Because nobody really likes change, yet that's what everybody's asking for. It's mm-hmm. like everybody wants to upgrade and everybody wants to be the best that they can be and everybody wants to, be fully connected and everybody wants all these things. And in that process of that desire comes the physical, the emotional, and the mental changes that have to happen. And with what happened over the equinox last month, that whole new band of light frequency began to be accessible in a way that is the same idea, guys. If your body, if your hardware is at a level that it can access and integrate that light, then you've probably really seen massive changes on a positive level in the last couple of weeks. If your hardware isn't quite up to that level, and we're going to go back to the same analogy I use over and over and over again because it works. It's like if a new software or app was released, but you have to have the latest and greatest cell phone to be able to even access it or computer to be able to access it. It's out there, but if you don't have the hardware to access and run it, what good does it do you? Okay, you can't access it. So the same kind of thing happened with the energy that came on or opened up or whatever you want to call it, whatever terminology works for you. The energy level that became accessible on the equinox was kind of game changer. It's really, really amped up the ability to move very quickly into higher timelines. Higher timelines, that's not a good analogy, into more appropriate and higher potential timelines for your greatest happiness and joy. And it's moving fast. And if you're, if you're struggling, and all of us are, please don't think that you're alone in this, because all you got to do is look at any of the spiritual groups on Facebook or anywhere else. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, my body, my head, I can't sleep. I can't, oh my gosh. And I mean, I'm even going through it. I'm not sleeping right now. There's so much energy flowing through my body. It's like I can't turn off. But what are you doing with the energy? Can you integrate it? Are you making the changes? Are you shifting to get yourself in that next level of alignment, which it's there. It's absolutely there for you. And how do you make that transition? How do you make the changes that we've all been asking for with more ease and grace? And that's really, what the name of the game is right now, because the more you can be aligned, and this has not changed since day one, the more you can be aligned, the more happiness and joy, the more impact in the world, the more awake and aware you can become. And that's really what each and every one of us are on this spiritual journey for, to have an impact, because we're part of the soul group that is all about awakening humanity to remember, awakening humanity to, pull together, to be in unity consciousness, to, move into a different way of living in harmony with both each other and the planet and all of that. That's why we came in. And so the energies that started on the equinox, and of course they've started, this has been building and building and will continue to. I mean, what we opened up even with the eclipses opened up a 6-month window up until August. And in August, we have this amazing total, is it the total lunar or solar? I can't remember. A total eclipse in August that is we're building for right now. And it's like, can you get to that next junction to be able to whoo, take that ride and hit that energy and ride it for what it's trying to bring forward? And so that's why a lot of people, you know, the adjustment periods, they're not as long as they used to be. And our body's having to adjust much, 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 much faster. And our speed of recovery, I mean, that's what I call it, the speed of recovery, because we got, mm-hmm. you know, another level came in, and then we've got all the you know, the solar flares. We've got all of the yep. seismic activity. We've got all of the spikes in the geothermal stuff. I mean, all this technical stuff you can go read about, but it's impacting. It's hitting the body and the fields and the consciousness. It's doing what it's meant to do. And that is very quickly shift the mechanics of how we hold consciousness in the physical reality. And so if you're feeling, you know, if you're feeling all that, woohoo, you're awake enough to know. Woohoo, celebrate it. Although sometimes that could be hard, but you know, we're yeah. in this together. Everybody, all the light workers, any, you know, the beauty of it is, or maybe one of the beauty of it being in the format, like with your show, it's, mm-hmm. you know, we get to understand that, oh my gosh, we're not the only ones going through this, because we get in the energy and it's, we start to feel isolated. We start to feel like it's just us. Like there's something wrong with us. Like we're not good enough. Oh my gosh, why do I, well, you know, if I'm doing all my work, why do I feel like this? And mm-hmm. you have to remember, you feel like this because we're upgrading at a level and a rate and changing the physical dynamics of how consciousness is held at a rate that has not been done on this planet in a very, 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 very long time, if at all, to the level we're working towards. And we are the beginning phases. I mean, the last 20 years is when this process has really jumped into, well, no, maybe 30 now. Gosh, I'm getting old.
Yeah, I was going to say
20. Maybe a little longer than that. I feel really young right now. I'm, you know, I'm thinking I'm 25. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, it's relatively in the scheme of things, we're still the first waivers. We're still the first and second waivers that have, you know, really come in with this particular mission. And nobody, you know, we knew that it was going to be a challenge for the body. And yet the beauty of it is in your heart of hearts, you know that, oh shit, this, I'm sorry. Oh shucks. This is what we signed up for. This is what it's all about. And it has to shift and oh my gosh. And mm-hmm. but can't I just go back to bed and forget it all, you know? And that's where a lot of people are right now.
Well, and you know, oh, absolutely. And you know, I don't normally post on Facebook that I need support, but I did today. And one of the reasons why I don't post on Facebook is because my parents look at my Facebook, and if I say anything like I'm not feeling good or, you know, something, then they worry, right? So I rarely post anything because the last thing I need is my mom calling me saying, are you okay? It's like, oh, I'm fine. You know, but, yeah. you know, we are all going through physical challenges, emotional challenges, mental challenges, things are coming up. Each and every one of us, just because we're teachers does not mean that we are not going through stuff as well. We are still being affected and we are still working through our own stuff as well as the stuff of the mass consciousness, yep. right? So when we are working on our stuff, we're not just working on our individual stuff. We're working on the stuff of the mass consciousness as well, because we have that capacity and capability, right?
Absolutely. Yep, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, but in our humanness.
Yes.
And we're all human.
We are.
even I'm human. I mean, you know, I'm pretty out there, but I'm, you know, we're all human. And we get into this, you know, forgetting the bigger picture. We get into our singular experience because it is so, you know, it is so unique and it is so individualized at this stage. And so many of us are really, you know, we're not used to that. Outside of this experience, we're used to being united. We're used to having each other around. We're used to being more of a collective than an individualized expression. And so, God, we feel alone. And mm-hmm. we forget the bigger contract of why we came in. And then we get into this little, you know, mini dramas of our own lives, because again, we're human. And I'm really here to remind you, dang, you guys, don't let yourself get so isolated. Reach out. You've got, you know, we may not have friends in right where we're sitting. You know, it may not be in the same town, but with the World Wide Web, with Facebook, reach mm-hmm. out. You've got people. We can Skype, for heaven's sakes. I just know there's a lot of people who are sitting isolated, going through these changes and not reaching out for the community that people like you have tried so hard to build. People like myself have tried so hard to build for the support structure mm-hmm. for everyone going through this, because we're not alone, but dang, sometimes it feels like it. And it's such a, you know, it's a struggle on the body, and we knew it was going to be coming in. We signed up for it. We said yes. Because the bodies we came into and the matrix that we came into is very dense and very out of whack, a real technical term there, you know, but it is. And that's why we're here, guys. So the changes that have to happen, we knew, we signed up, we said yes, we knew they were going to have to happen, and we knew it wasn't going to be the easiest job on the planet. It probably one of the hardest, actually, because we're breaking patterns that have been here for thousands of years. And that's a tall order. And it's a tall order on your physical, on your physicality and on your physical body. And so yeah. Okay, hold on. So, you know, in my bio, you read like, you know, I'm a spiritual warrior. And what does that mean? It doesn't mean I'm fighting. It means I'm strong. It means I know that it's not, we didn't sign up for the easiest task. No one who really makes a difference does. I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, Mother Teresa, what a sweet, and I don't know why she just popped in. She just popped in. Mm-hmm. What an amazing soul. How much work did she go through? And she made such a positive impact. But she didn't sit on her laurels. She didn't, you know, it wasn't, you know what I'm saying here.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So just a lot of people, I'm bopping you out of that space of, illusion that you're in at the moment, that you're all alone, that this isn't worth it, that you're a failure, all of that crap that's sitting in your fields, the doubt that may be showing up right now. Like, how long am I going to have to do this? I'm ready to check out. I don't want to do this anymore. Can I be normal? No, you can't be normal. There's no such thing as normal on this path. There isn't. And we didn't want to be normal anyway. You know, I always love that saying, you know, what's normal? It's only a setting on the dryer. You know, what the heck is normal anymore? We are really creating the new. And get excited about that again. The body, you know, the body will follow suit. It takes a lot to change at the subatomic and molecular structure. And that's what we're doing. And no, absolutely. is it showing up on, you know, the medical scientific yet? No, actually some of it is on with the new children coming in. You know, they've done some research, but it's not mainstream yet, guys. It's not showing up. We're not there yet. We're pushing through to make the first real significant changes in the physical body that can hold the consciousness at a completely different level. And mm-hmm. That's really what's going on.
So, wow. So, you know how we were talking about, you know, your stuff and the mass consciousness stuff? I know people are asking, because we take on so much that we think it's all ours. Like, we think it's all us, and not realizing that, you know, most of it is not. us at all. How can we distinguish between what's ours truly and what's not?
Well, and that's a really good question, because so many of you, so many of you are so sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a bad thing. It's just one another piece of what, you know, the skill set was to come in and deal. But sometimes that gets the best of you, because you do feel everything so intensely. And one of the things that is so, and I know I sound like a broken record, especially for those of you who, you know, follow me and listen to me and have heard me recently again. But one of the things you have to do every day, guys, you have to disconnect from mass consciousness. You have to consciously go in every single day, preferably at night before you go to bed, and disconnect yourself from mass consciousness. What does this mean? When I'm talking about mass consciousness, you cannot live on this planet unless you're a monk sitting on the top of the Himalayas, where you are not passing through, going to, connected to, interacting with things that reconnect you to mass consciousness. I mean, and it's not that we actually want to be connected. That's how we're making the difference. But it's about the balance. It's about being in the real world and then being able to disconnect from that so that you can function, you can know how to distinguish whether it's yours or what's really going on a bigger mm-hmm. picture. It it helps you not get entangled in the drama that is happening on the planet at the same level. And so it's really, really important to do this on a daily basis. And it's not that you constantly want to stay out of mass consciousness. Let me be really clear about that, because we need to be out in the world. We need to be making an impact. We need to be holding the light out everywhere that we go, you know, our jobs, the supermarket, the, you know, all the different places that we go. And it, you know, we're not going to change the world by being a monk up on the Himalayas, not that any one of us are, but we need to be out there. But the key is to come every day and disconnect from all of that, to allow your body to heal, to allow your body to realign, to allow yourself the time and space to not be as affected by that constant bombardment. And so every day, as you go to bed, you need to literally unplug on a conscious level. And it's, you know, it's the simplest thing. It's just a matter of remembering to do it and actually doing it, and not just, you know, we get in ruts. Oh, let me say my prayers. Let me do my meditation. Let me say this mantra. Let me, you know, la, 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 and not really be focused. That doesn't work either. Mm-hmm. You need to really be focused and really pull your energy back out of mass consciousness and filter it as it comes back into your own matrix. You pull your energy back in, filtered through a filter every single day. So as it comes back in, it's clear, and you can be at a different level of wholeness while you process in your dream state, while you go into the higher realms, while you're in a true state of unconsciousness. So it's super important. That is one of the key things to be able to help you really distinguish on a daily, ongoing basis. Wow, am I overwhelmed because my own stuff's coming up? Or is this something I'm hitting with the mass consciousness? And usually what happens, especially if you don't do this on a daily basis, a combined effect. I mean, it keeps building and keeps building. So if you go 3 days, 5 days without disconnecting from the mass consciousness, dang, it gets hard to tell if it's your stuff or theirs, because you're so intertwined. So breaking away on a conscious level from that every single day really is going to help you to tap into your heart and go, wow, now is what's showing up really something that I know is mine and that I need to deal with and that I need to look at? Or is this something playing out on the bigger field? And if you're not continuously disconnecting and bringing yourself back into your own sovereign energy every single night, as an additional step beyond your meditation and whatever else you're doing, then it gets the lines get really blurred of what's yours and what's not. So, are you still with me?
Yeah, good to know. Okay. And that's so important. So how important is it? It's really important, but can you give us more of a technique of how do we do that?
Yeah. I mean, I love this. It's so simple. And of course it's, you know, me showing my age. Sorry. Hopefully most of you will be able to get this reference. But I mean, we've all seen somewhere on the TVs or that's where most of us, because we never were operators, but it's like thinking back to when you used to watch TV in the old times where they had the switchboards. Do you remember the switchboards, Laura? Do you remember where they'd have to take the telephone company and they'd have to take the line and plug it into the switchboard. And then when that call was done, they unplugged it and they plugged it in somewhere else. That's the visual that I relate the best to. Okay. It's a really good visual. Everybody, you know, most people can really see that. And the World Wide Web is that big platform, the mass consciousness, the World Wide Web. Yeah, that's too. Boy, that was not a Freudian slip there. The World Wide Web as well. Sorry. Okay. So the mass consciousness is, you know, I like to, a good visual is to see it like that switchboard. And you have like 15, 20, sometimes up of 100 different lines and communications that have plugged into that mass consciousness grid. And so when you go to bed at night, you drop into your heart and you get really centered. And from the center of your heart, you ask to be shown where you're plugged in to the mass consciousness grids. And you don't even really have to see it. You don't even have to visualize it that intensely. You just have to take a nice deep cleansing breath and consciously intend to unplug, pull those out of the connection. And as you bring them back, they're all coming from the center of your heart or somewhere in your body. Okay. As you bring them back in, you're clearing them. You're bringing them through a filter. And I say a filter just like a sieve for flour or whatever filter you want to imagine. But it's coming through. It's filtering out all that gunk that's out there and bringing back just your energy. And then you bring it back into your body, into your heart, cleared, and reignite your wholeness, your own energy, without that being plugged in somewhere else. It's almost the opposite. You know, so many people for so many years, somebody's plugged into me. I got to get them plugged out. Somebody's attached. We all understand that as well. This is the exact opposite. We're plugged in elsewhere. Yeah. And we're supposed to be. The key is people are forgetting to unplug. And again, I'm not saying that you're not supposed to plug in into the mass consciousness. We're a part of it. We cannot heal it from the outside.
Yeah.
We're a part of it. But the key is to make sure you disconnect so you're not continuously running that energy in your body, because it just makes everything else more difficult. Period. Bottom line.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I mean, I would
got it.
Quite,
thank you.
Quite frankly, it's almost, and I'm not, I don't want to get feedback from this, and take this with your own grain of salt and run it through your own heart. But right now, and really moving forward, it's almost more important to disconnect from mass consciousness than spend your 20 minutes in meditation. Because if you're spending 20 minutes of meditation and you're still connected to mass consciousness at that level without clearing yourself, damn, you could get in 2 minutes, what if it take you 20? You see, that we don't have time.
Right.
I mean, you know, let's speed up the process. Let's get the information in quicker so you don't have to spend as much time trying to get the download. And yes, do we need time to slow down? Yeah, we need the yoga time and the quiet time in the body. But trying to get that direct connection with all the chaos still plugged in, really, really hard.
Right.
It's like it's like a carburetor.
Absolutely. Good one. Thank you.
It's like a truck that's trying to get out of the mud and having to spin its tires 1,000 times more than one that isn't in the mud and can just drive off. Do you see the difference? Do you see that analogy?
Right.
You're just wasting your precious energy that could be applied somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yes. Thank you. All right. That's a good one to do that, preferably at night, so that, you know, when you're sleeping, things are still done. And if you want, you can do it in the morning too. You know, it doesn't take long.
Well, and you can do, multiple times a day. I mean, anytime you think of it, it's not like you have to sit in lotus position to do that. It's like, pull them out, bring them through. Okay, go through the filter. Okay, boom. I mean, honestly, it can be that fast, guys. It's just a matter of taking responsibility and doing it. Woo!
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Whew, beautiful. Thank you. Yes, just take a deep breath and reveal all that and receive. And just, you know, whatever's coming up, just let it go. I'm like, where were we now? All right, so I wanted to talk to you today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, because people don't know exactly what they hear this all the time. People may not know what it is exactly that you do with, you know, light codes and, you know, you're a cellular light specialist. What does that mean? And even the sounds, you know, that you make during the calls, what do they do? Do you want to just explain that a little bit to people who may be new to your work?
Sure, you bet. So, for those of you who may be really new to my work, back when I was 20 years old, I went through a 5-week unexplained coma where my body went through a complete overhaul energetically, physically, my matrix, to be able to bring through this level of light and this level of technology to really help those of us here on the planet, really shift and change very quickly. And so the sounds that I transmit, because they come through my matrix, they come through my instrument, if you will, as I do these very interesting sounds, and I speak languages of light, I speak ancient languages, I do the bops, I do all kinds of different sounds. What that does, the sounds themselves, actually, I can move into your energetic field and move things very quickly. Now, is that removing? Sometimes. Is that realigning and reintegrating? Sometimes. Is that realigning? Sometimes. So it acts differently based upon what you need at that particular time. And so the sound frequency literally penetrates through the physical and the energetic bodies to really shift things very, very quickly. It was really interesting. One time I was speaking at a conference, and there was another person there that was very awake and very aware. And he came up to me after hearing me speak, and he goes, you know, I do have the gift of sight, and I see multidimensionally. He goes, I wish I could put into words what transpires with one bop that you did. He goes, and then you did many, and I just sat there in awe because I could see how you were realigning and reshifting so much within a moment. And so that's what, I mean, that was a really good feedback. It's like, you know, it happens at so many levels of your matrix, that those bops, and it moves things so that things can open up, so that you can release different things. Or it could be that other codes are trying to really lock in and they've never been able to make it. They've been sitting on the outskirts and not been able to integrate into your field. So it's a variety of different things. And especially when on a call like this, or when I work with groups, which I do 90% of the time, is it is actually able to go through and work on whatever you need at that time. And so the energy signature frequency that I have allows for that to go in. And when I talk about a cellular light healing capability, energetically, I'm not just working on the fields, and I go into the subatomic level of your cellular body when I work. And that's one of the key things that a lot of my clients talk about. It's like, you know, well, I've been working on, you know, this, that, and the other for years and years and years, but it's still reoccurring. And when they start doing my work, they find that those no longer reoccur in the same way, because I'm able to literally unlock it at the subatomic, at the cellular level, at the physical level, to allow you to really make long-lasting positive change. And so how do I do that? You know, I never trained. I'm not a Reiki specialist. I haven't studied access consciousness. I haven't studied Ayurveda. I haven't studied anything. This is all from complete memory and access. I mean, I just woke up after the coma, and after I was done integrating what happened, I started doing my work. And talk about freak you out when, you know, 30 years ago and you didn't have the internet, and why am I making these strange sounds as I'm standing on the, you know, state capital of California in the middle of a crowd? I mean, you know, but they work at a very, very quantum, multidimensional level to really get to the core of what's going on with you, so that that piece can release so you can go to the next level. And when I look at someone, I when I'm working, okay, when I go in to do my work, I see hundreds of thousands of layers of light and light connections and grids that make up what we are in this holographic reality here in this experience. And so when I work with you, I'm able to, your higher self comes in, we work in collaboration, and I see, and different things light up that need to be released, that can unlock the next step, which can unlock the next step, which can move you in a very, very, very much more accelerated way than if you were trying to do it without that kind of skill. It's like if you tried to open up the back end of your computer and figure out why you can't get a certain program to work. You know, you really you open it up and you look at it, and it's all kind of, unless you're a computer builder specialist, it's all kind of foreign language, you know, that you don't know what the heck to do with it. Well, that's why they call me, you know, an energetic electrician, and referred to as kind of like the geek squad. Because I can fix the back end so that everything runs better. And so I hope that answered the question.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's just to give, you know, people an idea of what some of these terms mean and how you can work with them and how you work with the energy and just all the fields and everything else. Because it's really complex, the way that you work, you know?
It's incredibly complex. And it's not just, I mean, it amazes me what we're really comprised of. I mean, it's just fascinating. And we're so complex. And what we're trying to do is so big. But we can do it. I mean, that's why we're here. We're the specialists. I mean, every single one of you on the call listening, if you're on the path of spiritual awakening, you're a master, and you're just trying to remember how to get your skills. And you get really frustrated because intuitively, in the deepest knowing of who you are, you know that you know this stuff. You know that you are supposed to remember. You have this deep, deep, intense knowing. And you get really upset when it doesn't manifest around us, you know, the way that we internally know what we're capable of. And, you know, I'm the first one to raise my hand. I'm the most impatient light worker on the planet. I want to go at lightning speed. I know what we can do. What the heck is the slow up? Why is, you know, I'm right there with you. It's like I constantly push myself to be at the next level, at the next level, at the next level, upgrading. And, you know, I'm continuously going on through upgrades myself, guys. This is, I do that to stay on the cutting edge to help you. So don't think, you know, I don't sit on my laurels here. I'm in constant upgrade status as well. I just am a little bit ahead of the curve because of where I've been and what I've been through and what I've been able to access. And that's how come I can help, because I, you know, I'm in physical form. I'm here on the planet with you. We're doing this together. I'm in a body. I get it, you know?
Yeah.
I get it. I get the struggles. I get the struggles, you know? I've been through almost all of them myself. Everything from, you know, being homeless and jobless to, I mean, you know, alcoholic family. I mean, you name it. I've been there.
Yeah.
So I have, you know, I'm right there with you guys. I just am able to really help you accelerate because I'm sitting, you know, I'm just one step, maybe a little more ahead of everybody else out there, you know, so that I can be of service to help you grow into who you really are. And I know we get really frustrated because of that internal knowing. We remember. We know that we, you know, can manifest out of thin air. We know that, you know, we should be able to teleport. We know that we should be able to shift the energies of a room instantaneously when we walk in. We know all of this, and we just get really mad. We can't do it yet at the level we want to remember. You know, we know that we're here to make a big impact. You know, whether it's in a small scale or big scale platform, we know it. And we're just, you know, a lot of us just get really impatient. And then we get caught up in the mass consciousness and we get caught up in the individualized experience. And we forget that there's so much more to who we are and why we're here. And, you know, we get into that state of depression or the pity party or the, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough. And why, you know, why am I still having this? Well, there's many, many layers to who you are. And, you know, if the consciousness of a personality in human form could instantly transform, we would do it. But the psychology of the personality can't handle much more than what we're doing right now. The body can't. I mean, the body can't handle it, and the psyche can't handle it. Much more than we're pushing right now. I mean, there's constantly a team in place that is monitoring, you know, the how fast we're shifting, how much more can we handle, how much more can they, you know, bring access to, how fast are the bodies truly adapting, how fast is the consciousness of the personality adapting. I mean, we really are pushing, but there's, you know, we don't want to break either. And many of you feel like, oh my God, you mean this isn't us breaking? It's like, no, you're on the cutting edge of breaking because you're really pushing the envelope because you are one of the forerunners, because you are a master, because you are sitting here in human form, changing. Changing is the name of the game. Let's do it with as much grace.
Absolutely. And then
let's do it with grace and ease, guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. So do you want to take some questions, Raquel? We have some questions from live callers and some questions on the Q&A.
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Let's see here.
What's
going on?
Sorry, just setting the stage. There we go.
All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 9994. I like that number, 9994. I'm going to unmute you.
Yes, I'm here.
I think I'm going to hello, hi.
Hi, how are you? Just a second, please. Let me just, okay. Okay, hello, I'm sorry.
Hi.
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry, I needed to switch to the speaker.
Sure, no problem.
Yes, my name is Naoko, and I'd like to ask you for the clearing myself because there are many things that I've been releasing, and I can't focus on the what I really desire to manifest, my full-time job and my new home.
Your full-time job and your new home?
Yes, I do have a two part-time jobs at this moment, but these are very unstable. And also, I'm living in the house, but this house, the landlord is really doesn't take care of the whole stuff. And the energy, I can't tolerate energy.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so do you, you know, one of the things that I highly recommend on a daily basis is, you know, many of us, we forget to do protection. And there's always a lot of controversy when I talk about this because there's a lot of different opinions on spiritual protection. And it's like, why do we need to protect myself? If we're such high beings and it's the time of, you know, the new age and all of that, you know, why do we have to do this? And the truth of the matter is exactly your situation. The energies around us, the energies of the mass consciousness, the energies that we have to live in every day, 99.999% of them are not in alignment with the frequency that we're holding and bringing onto the planet. And so it's really wise to make sure that you put up your shields of protection around you, your bubbles of light. And I don't mean just a bubble, one white light shield around you. When I build my shields of protection around me, I have a lot of layers that go around me every single day. I build many, many layers, all different colors, all different patterns, all different frequencies, all different spins. And so it's like a firewall, okay? Mm-hmm. It's like a firewall for your energy systems.
Yes.
And people need to do that on a daily basis because we are bombarded, just like you're sitting right here going, you can't even focus because, you know, you're living in an environment and the landlord isn't, you know, the energy isn't right and you're in two jobs that are unstable and all of that. To be able to really handle that and move to the next level, you've got to make sure. And what I'm picking up on is that this isn't part of what you're doing every day. This is why I'm talking about it, because you need to go in every day and create the fields of light around you.
Yes.
And what this does is it allows your light to shine out into the world, yet it's a firewall to keep your energetic supercomputer protected.
Yes.
Just like you would never have your own computer without some kind of protection, your laptop or your computer at work without some kind of protection, because there's always a virus. There's
yes.
always somebody trying to hack in. There's always that. It's the same idea to an extent with our own personal field.
Yes.
And so let's take a deep breath. And I wanna walk everyone through and you as well, this very, 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 very simple technique. Okay. First of all, to clear, and then we'll build three levels, okay, of a field around you. So are you okay with that? Can we do it as a group here with you participating?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So I want everybody listening on the call, I want you to drop down into your heart. And when I'm talking about dropping down into your heart, I am talking about your heart chakra. Your heart chakra is the portal to your higher self. It is the portal to your divine wisdom. It is the portal to source energy. It's not your crown. It's not your pineal, although those both are very important. But truly the gateway is always going to be through the heart. And it is the center. The heart is the center of your matrix of light. And so drop down into the heart and bring your awareness into the heart chakra. And I want you to really gather up all of your thoughts, all of your mind, your consciousness, your chatter. You're thinking about what's for dinner tonight and oops, did I send that email and gosh, where's this? Or I forgot the laundry, whatever's going on, because we've always got way too much overload. And I want you to gather up your conscious mind and all your thoughts in a beautiful golden net of light, just like you were throwing out a fishing net. And I want you to pull all your consciousness all the way into your heart. So everything's sitting in your heart. And I want you to take a nice deep breath, and I want you to just relax into having the conscious mind in the heart. Give your head a rest for a minute, because the heart always resolves things much easier. It's much more attuned to your true purpose and highest potential than the head ever could be. Take another nice deep breath, please. And as you do, I want you to just start forming. I mean, this is the simplest of easy techniques, and you've all heard it in some variety. So this is not new, but this is something people are forgetting to do. Begin to build a beautiful ball of super luminous white light in the center of your heart, starting with the size of a golf ball and bringing it up to the size of a tennis ball or a baseball or a grapefruit. And on your next breath, and as I do this bop, because we're going to do a little bit more powerful clearing for everybody, as you do this next breath, on the exhale, I want you to expand, not even expand, explode that beautiful ball of light in 365 degrees, like a pulse wave going through your body. So everybody take a nice deep breath. And on the exhale, explode. Take another nice deep breath in the center of your heart, feeling that ball of light. And on the exhale, you're going to explode it again in 365 degrees all the way out through your fields like a pulse wave. Boom! Let's do it one more time. And as that pulse wave of light comes out of the center of your own experience, your own being, your own matrix of light in this reality, it just moves to start breaking up the fields and the density in the fields and all the energy you've taken on and everything else going on. Then I want you to come and bring your focus completely back in the center of your heart. And this time I want you to again make a ball of light. And this time I want you on the next breath, we're going to take a breath, and on the exhale, I'm going to have you expand that out in a circular ball around you, like you're blowing up a balloon that is purely spherical around you, not elongated, but it's seriously a full circle around you, about 8, 7, maybe 6 body lengths out into your field. Okay, and so let's go ahead and do that. Take a nice, beautiful breath, getting that ball of light. And on the exhale, as you exhale, again, just like blowing up a balloon, expand that ball of light to encompass you 8 body lengths out. And I want you to just see that beautiful white ball of light. And now we're going to do the first layer of real protection. I want you to pick a color, a pattern, a frequency or sound, and a rotational turn or a direction. And I want you to implement what you're thinking into that sphere of light. Is it pink with a zigzag pattern and a frequency of, oh, I don't know, doesn't matter. You don't have to get specific, just its own unique frequency. And it's spinning, starting to rotate at about 10 o'clock. Okay, this is not what you need to do. I'm just giving you an example. So you've got those 4 aspects of that particular layer starting to move. So you've got color, you've got pattern, you've got sound, and you've got rotational spin. And take another nice deep breath and start to form another ball of light in the center of your heart. And this time, we're going to expand it so that it is within the original circle, the one we just did. So we'll expand it out. If you did 6 body lengths, 5 1/4 body lengths, or 5 1/2 body lengths. Okay? So it's a circle within the outer layer. And you're going to do the same thing. You can take a breath, and on the exhale, expand and build the sphere of light around you. Inside the other, and I want you to pick a different color, and a different pattern, and a different frequency, and a different rotational spin, and implement it. This one might be polka dots. It might be circular. It might be a much lower tone. And it might be going at a 3:30 rotation or a 6 o'clock rotation. Take another nice deep breath. And build another ball of light in the center of your heart. And on the next exhale, you're going to expand that out to be within the first 2. And once again, go through the same thing. A unique color, pattern, frequency, and spin rotation. And frequency of spin, okay, how fast is it spinning? So now you start to get the idea of what an energetic firewall can look like. One, the outer layer can be spinning very slowly at 10 o'clock. The next layer could be spinning very quickly at a 3:30, the next layer could be spinning somewhere closer to the first level of rotational spin, only doing from a whole different direction. And so you start to see layer upon layer moving, living, truly what it ends up being is sacred geometry around you that sets up an impenetrable field when you do enough of them. And you build them, and you keep them active, and you keep them switching up. Just like a firewall would never have the same password more than 24 hours, you keep the shields shifting and changing and upgrading so that you're continuously running the sacred geometry around you with the explicit intent to allow the frequencies of light that are equal to or above you to come into your fields, and everything else stays outside of your fields. You may acknowledge it, you may understand it, you may sense it, you may feel it, but it does not penetrate your own fields of light. And this is called a spiritual firewall. And I have been known to build up to over 100 layers on myself. And then every day, just set the intention to shift them all up, to change them so that there's new. So it's continuously unpenetrable by outside forces that are not aligned with my happiness, my truth, my mission, my joy. And once you set it up, guys, it can be just like unplugging from the mass consciousness. And when I filter through these firewalls. That's part of how I keep it clean coming back in, because it can go both ways. But this is a really beautiful technique. And once you get it set up, I mean, you could sit in meditation for 10 minutes and get this set up, and then every day spend 30 seconds on it. Okay, I need to activate all of the levels, make sure they're changing, new passwords, new codes, new, you know, it's that kind of thought process, new colors, new frequencies, new rotational spins, okay, it's impenetrable again, and I can go shine out in the world and not worry about picking up a virus or getting affected at the same kinds of levels. Now, does that mean I don't get affected? No, because I'm still sensitive and I need to be aware of my environment. But boy, does it make a difference. There's a difference about being aware and being flattened. There's a difference between having it impact you into, you know, feeling like you can't move forward or just being aware so you can shift the energy.
Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. Great question. I'm so glad that she asked that question because, you know, these are beautiful techniques.
They're techniques. And they can be so fun. Talk about the creative process that goes along with building your firewall. For the creatives out there, that's, I mean, just like pulling out your coloring cray books, you know, or crayon color books. I can't say it straight. But I mean, the creative process of what can go along with that can be so much fun.
Exactly. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you. Wow. Yeah, that's, and I don't think you've ever gone that deeply into it before. So I'm grateful for that because sometimes, you know, it helps to really hear it.
Imagine it, explain it
like completely, you know, so it's like, no, it's not scary. It's easy. It's like, oh, I could do this, you know? So,
yeah. Well, I'm glad I did that. Cause I, you know, the personal firewall has been something I've been teaching for, gosh, a decade. So, you know, I forget that people don't know and see what I see sometimes. So I'm glad I do. It's so natural for me that I forget. So it's good to go into that intricate detail. And, you know, like I said, there's been times I've had 100 layers.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Wow. Thank you. So there's no excuse now. You know, it's like, really, that was easy.
It is easy and it's fun and it's, you know, it's pretty even. Mm-hmm. I like that it's pretty and it, you know, gets the creative juices going and then you can feel it. I mean, check in several times in the day and just look at it. I mean, imagine what it looks like. If you can't really see it or sense it, imagine what that would look like if you were standing in the middle of all of these rotating balls of light with different patterns and colors and different, you know, I mean, it's really kind of cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I totally agree. And it gives you a sense of empowerment, you know, that you're creating this firewall, this protective system for yourself. And that is very empowering. You know that it works. You know that it's strong. You know that you're taken care of.
Well, and I, you know, you know, through the teachings and the way that I work with people and your own personal experience, I am 100% about empowering you. I am not about giving away your power to anybody, on the planet or off the planet, quite frankly. So, you know, it's about you standing in your power, having the tools, feeling strong, doing your stuff, clearing your stuff, showing up, taking responsibility. I mean, you know, awakening is an inside job. Nobody's going to save you. We are the saviors. What are you talking about? We're the ones that came into play to change the world. You know, it's not about somebody saving you or giving away your power or, you know, turning it over to someone else. There's always assistance, but you're the one here. You're the master that's come in. And that's what I keep trying to get through people's heads. You're the master. You know, don't turn it over to someone else. So you need to be connected, and I connect you. Who do I connect you with? Who have you always heard me say I'm connecting you with? 100% with your higher self. You.
Yes.
Your wisdom. Your light. You're the master. And then you connect in with source energy. And you always hear me say original source energy. You don't hear me say anything else. If you go back and listen or think, listen to my different, you know, interviews and things that I've said and things on this program, I always connect you to divine source, not anything else. That's really important, guys.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, that's why, you know, even in my work too, I always work with my higher self. You know, I work with other angels and guides and so on, but first is my higher self.
Absolutely.
And, you know, pure divine source. This is interesting. Okay, so my computer is starting to feel a little wonky, so I'm doing some adjustments here. Did you want to talk briefly, quickly, before we lose track of time? Let's talk about your special offer that we have for everybody today. So, and then if we have time, we'll take some more questions. So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And if you're on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Raquel12. That's R-A-Q-U-E-L 12. I'm just going to open it up here.
So the package,
special offer, so.
It's the Health and Vitality Collection, baby. Woohoo! Health and Vitality, which is really your birthright. And so what I've put together is a package here. It is, when it's all said and done, I think 7 hours worth of activations to help you upgrade your supercomputer, your divine vehicle of light. And they're really, again, I work at the cellular level. I work at the subatomic level. I work with the higher frequencies of light, things coming in from the galactic core, the universal, the cosmic, that are here to support us in this transformation, that are really giving us the added energetic, facilitative energies to make the deep changes within our own physical structures, to open up our memory, to reconnect us at a different level, to let us operate at a completely different level. So, these activations are all an hour long. Let me just read the names of them so you can understand. Gosh, one of these in here is worth everything. It's worth at least $1 million, let me tell you. No, it's funny, but it really, that one can actually truly assist you. So the first one is cellular health and vitality upgrade. The next activation is weaving together the mental and emotional bodies. And that's important to help you really stay centered. It's a new level of operating system where those two combine to really bring you into a much more stabilized experience. A physical infusion of the crystalline light frequencies. We all know we're moving into crystalline format. This was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful activation where the ancients, the Hopi elders and many other ancient tribes came and held witness to be able to open up and activate that crystalline level within your body. The next one, configuring a new mechanism in the heart chakra, an interface so that you can actually an interface, just like an interface anywhere else, like a cell tower, to facilitate that ability to interface with the higher frequencies at a much, much, much deeper level. Neutralizing the stress on the body. Neutralizing the stress on the body. I need to go back and listen to this one. it's really to help reset your body, to improve everything that's going on energetically. Because there's like, you know, our bodies are the bodies that we came into are what are changing to be able to hold the consciousness. And, you know, when you push to change something, it puts stress on the body. And we've got all, like we talked about, the seismic activity, the solar flares, the galactic winds, the everything going on. Then you add just regular life, you know, the everything that's going on in the world, the body's under stress. It just is. So this really helps you deal with it at a new level. And then the last one in the series is reset for optimum health, to really help bring you back into a deeper level of communication between the consciousness of your body and your cells, and how you really are functioning as we continue to go through these massive infusions of light, because they're coming. This is not an end game where, oh, we made it. We're in the thick of it, and it's just going to keep getting thicker as more and more light becomes available to increase and open up our own skills and memory and ability to thrive in these change. You know, in the change, in the way that the world is changing, in the way that the body is adapting. And so this really helps to reset that so that you're really living physically from a very more empowered space. And then I've also got kind of my, this is kind of the backbone of my work, the daily infusions of light. This is something I do in every single one of my packages because I don't care if you get it over and over and over again. This is really foundational work to help you communicate with your body, to work in coherence with your body on a conscious level, to continue upgrading at a much more accelerated rate with a much more ease and grace. And this is my 6 minute a day. I don't even do 6 minutes anymore. It's, you know, I'm so used to doing it, but it's the communication with the body and really taking responsibility and co-creating with this vehicle that is your vehicle for awakening. You can't awaken unless you're in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't do it. So, and then I have another one, and this is always dear to my heart, integrating a new level of self-love. This is a 90-minute activation, really going in to deal with the frequency imbalances around what people think is self-love and what self-love truly is. Because there's such a misconception on the planet because of so many years of distorted energy. And there's so many people who still can't really even get into the energy frequency of self-love because of feeling that it's inappropriate. Well, I should love others before I love myself. I should, that's wrong. The church, you know, taught me not to, you know, you always give first. Well, self-love that I'm talking about is something very different. It is an actual frequency. It's part of what's supposed to be in your harmonic signature. We're all, if you look at it from just a pure harmonic value, we are all a symphony that is unique to ourselves, and each one of us has to have the frequency of self-love to truly be in harmonic alignment. And most people, that frequency is very distorted. And so how it manifests out into your physical reality is very distorted. And so it's about bringing that frequency back into harmony in the way that it was originally designed to express what true self-love is. And self-love is not selfishness. It is not being unloving. It's not caring about others. It's quite the opposite. Because when you hold a frequency of self-love that I'm talking about, your impact to with others, your ability to serve, your ability to live, enjoy, and everything can change. So that's right there is just amazing as well. And so that is the package, and we're offering it for what, a ridiculous amount of $97 for 7.5 hours worth of my activations. Woohoo, baby! Mm-hmm. So it's powerful, powerful, powerful work. And a lot of people need this, the health and vitality right now, because everybody's dragging. Everybody's not sleeping. Everybody's, you know, oh, my body is, we're just going through a lot, guys. And it's okay that we are. And it's okay that you're not feeling 100. But here's some tools to really fast track you to feeling better, feeling good again, you know?
And, you know, when you are physically feeling better, too, then you can handle more of the shifts that are coming and have been coming for so long now.
And
we'll,
that
are going to continue, right?
Yeah, it's a continuous basis. We're not, you know, we're not even in the first aspect of the first breath of the new cycle. I mean, and look at what's happened since January 1st. I mean, energetically, if you go back and look, it's like, and we haven't even started yet, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's exciting times.
It is an exciting time.
And they're a lot more fun when you feel better.
Yes, when you have that support, yeah, it's much better. You can do more. You can really be more and enjoy life more, right?
Right. And it's your birthright. We're, you know, we knew that it was going to be a physical change. But, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do this. And if it was really super easy, we would have done it a long time ago, and we wouldn't have needed to come in as specialists like we did. True. You know, but you're the warrior. You know, we're all masters here. And when I say a warrior, I mean really being able to stand the test of time and do it strong and do it with confidence and do it with, you know, a sense of true empowerment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what it's all about, empowering yourself to really be more, do more, live the life that you truly desire, be happy and fulfilled and prosperous. So I just wanted to share a comment from Noko. Hopefully I'm saying her name properly. And she had said, during the firewall work for protection, she said a woman who had previously invaded and hooked her very badly left her and her energetic field. She said, I had pain caused by her attack, but now I don't care about that person. I do the protection work for my highest good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping me with that. So,
beautiful.
Yay. Good.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
That is good to hear. Glad to hear that. And then I have a question from Maria in Florence. And she's asking, she's worked with you before. She's, you know, she's done your packages before. And she's wondering, will this package help her body to get pregnant and bear children?
No. Wow, I said that fast.
You did say that fast.
Yeah, no, this one's not going to do that.
No, I think for that you would probably need, she would probably need some one-on-one work.
Yeah, private session. And there's been, believe me, if it's meant to be from a higher perspective, needless to say, I've seen miracles happen. I've worked with people that every doctor on the planet told, not on the planet, but that's an exaggeration, but the, you know, dozen of doctors that they've been to all saying there was no way that they could get pregnant. And, and I worked with them and said, no, there's a little girl that wants to come through. And they said, there's no way, I'm not physically capable. And I said, well, this one wants to come through you. And 4 months later, she was pregnant. So if it is aligned, if it is truly aligned, there is always things to do, but that would definitely be something one-on-one that would need to happen instead of, I don't think this package would quite do that.
No, and the there's a testimonial on the sales page from Smaranda, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. And I can't wait. I'm going. She lives in Romania and I haven't been there in 4 years. I'm going back in June and I get to meet the little girl. And I and the same thing with her sister-in-law. They've been trying to get pregnant for like 5 years. And I did a session. Actually, I didn't even do a session with them. I just talked to them. And they had a little girl as well. So I get to go meet them. I'm so excited. They're both in Romania. But those little girls wanted to come through. So if it, you know, if it's meant to be, there is ways to clear that. But if it's not meant to be, I can't, you know, it has to be aligned with the highest potential. Mm-hmm. And I always say that in all my work. It's like, I can only do what is aligned to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I have a question from Annette. And she's saying, please help me with my crying all the time. I cry about nothing and everything.
That is absolutely because you're dealing with mass consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And start unplugging and you know, there'll be waves because you are very sensitive and that's a good thing. Except when you feel like you want to cry all the time and then it gets kind of old, but you're processing not just for yourself, you're processing for what's going on the planet and clearing the energy. So if you start doing the removal, out of the mass consciousness and start doing your firewall work, you're going to see a big change in that. And is it completely going to go away? No, because what I'm picking up on is that's how you clear. And you clear for more than yourself. And again, that's going back to, is it really yours or is it mass consciousness? And you need to unplug and to be able to get that clarity.
Mm-hmm.
But you're processing for much more than yourself. And it's because you haven't got the shields up. You're not paying attention to the shields and you're probably connected in with mass consciousness. And so if you do those things, you're gonna see a lessening. Is it gonna go completely away? No, because that's how you process. That's how you do it. But is it gonna be constant? No, because you're gonna be disconnecting from that and clearing your fields at a much different level.
Good. I'm glad you asked that, Annette. Thank you. And then we're just going to take one last question from the live callers. The phone number ending in 9669.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, who's this?
Hi. Thank you for taking this call. Raquel, first, I just have to say I have so much respect for you. I have so much respect for you and the integrity of your work. So thank you for being an inspiration and as beautiful as you are.
Oh, thank you.
So I have been at this for a very long time, and there has been tremendous acceleration in the past year. And for the past maybe 2 months, mm-hmm. I have been experiencing myself as if I'm in a cocoon, actually, this metamorphosis process from caterpillar to butterfly.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I've been feeling like I'm in this protoplasmic state that hasn't been recreated yet. In order for me to emerge.
Okay.
And so, you know, I've been pretty good about going with the flow and allowing things to be what they need to be. But
good.
I'm getting really.
Okay. It's called, it is called patience, and it is called divine timing. And I know you don't want to hear that. I never want to hear it.
I never want to hear that.
It's always like, but you know, I have to say, and your first name?
Sahara.
Okay.
Sahara.
I have to say that, and again, I hope you can hear this with an open heart. You really are in this metamorphosis, and there's choice points that are happening. There's choice points for you and for a couple of people around you. I don't know who they are, and it doesn't really matter. We don't need to go into that here, but there are choice points that are happening, and they haven't been made yet. I mean, that people are coming up to choice points. Are they going to turn left or are they going to turn right? And you're not going to be able to pull out of this until those choice points are made. And only one of those, I'm seeing three choice points for you. And only one of them is a choice that you're making. There's two other people involved that are making choice points, whether and how the creation of what you're going to step into is going to unveil itself. So you have to be, you know, I know, again, I'm the first to say I am not a patient woman. I wanted it done yesterday. I've got way too much to do. I get that. But it's not always about just us. I was just having this conversation with someone I know, you know, something I did 18 months ago is just now starting to come into fruition. I saw it 18 months ago. Actually, it's almost been 2 years now. And I knew it was going to come, and I've waited, and I've had to wait, and I've waited, and, you know, 2 years to see this start to come into manifest form. And so I get it. I mean, I really get it. And how do we stay aligned and in a space of awareness of that? Just realize it's not all just about you. We are co-creating in this reality, and we can go and sit there. And what you've done is you've gone ahead and you've done all this work, and now you're waiting for a couple other people. I'm only seeing two other choice points besides yourself to get to the point where they make that choice so that it can be created. Does that help you? Does that resonate with you? Do you know who the two people are? I mean, you can sense what I'm saying.
Well, there are possibilities. I'm not that concerned about who that is. The patience and divine timing, I'm totally aware. I've been cultivating my patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And divine timing is absolute. And I, you know, I made a little foray recently that felt premature because I don't want to go out half-baked, you know.
Exactly. And I'm really, you know, one of the things I'm really catching for you right now, too, and you know that I'm not a medical intuitive, and I don't claim to be, but you need, there's rest, there's a deep level of rest that needs to happen, and there's some attention to your adrenals that need to happen at a different level. So start asking what you need to do, because part of it is the body as well. What do you need to do? What do you need to shift? What do you need to do differently? What do you need to add into your routine to support the shift in the body that's trying to happen? So that's also going on for you.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that. And I intend to avail myself of this package you're offering because I think it will have a very positive effect.
Yeah, I think the new
system.
Yeah, the neutralizing the stress on the body be worth it right there. I mean, for you. So yeah, blessings to you. Patience. I should have been named patience or something to get it better in my field. It's like I get you. I feel it. I know it. And you know, it's just the way this particular hologram works. And so thank you for being aware of it and being patient and being fully ready and fully baked when you emerge.
Beautiful.
Thank you for the
bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Sahara. Wow. And you know, almost everything that Raquel said to Sahara applies to all of us too, especially when it comes to the patience, to the divine timing. And, you know, that, you know, I've been following that for a while now too. It's like, okay, something I want to happen. It's like, okay, the energy's not there. All right, I'm going to wait. And then, you know, it starts to move again. It's like, okay, fine. So now it's like, instead of forcing stuff, you know, it's just like, just watch the energy, see what's coming up. And when it is the divine timing, it'll all work out and it'll be easy and it'll flow, you know?
Yep.
It's always that way. All right, perfect. Thank
Beautiful.
You. Wow. Yeah, great question. All right.
Such a pleasure.
It was so much fun. I was just going to ask you, Raquel, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us before you go? Because I know we've already gone a little bit over what we had planned.
Yeah, it's, you know, everybody, man, thank you for going through it. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for being on the path, because the more we come together and the more we come into unity and the more we combine forces and the more of us who wake up and are empowered, the better it is for all of us. So from my heart to yours, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for showing up and thank you for still, you know, persevering on a task that quite frankly, most wouldn't have the guts to do.
Sure. Absolutely. Wow. Thank you. And absolutely. Thank you so much, Raquel, for your wisdom, your energies and frequencies that you brought to the call, and for all the wonderful questions and, you know, those techniques that you demonstrated for us and shared with us. They're so helpful. I mean, I know that, you know, a lot of what we are dealing with is because we're plugging into the mass consciousness and not unplugging. And I know part of it also has to do with that firewall, the protection around us that we're not doing. Or if we are, maybe we're just not doing it at a deeper level, right? Or maybe we're not doing it every day, you know? So these are things that we should be and can do every day, and they don't take a lot of time. 5-10 minutes max, you know, is all it's going to take for us to really be more aligned, have our energy fields clearer, be more aligned so that we can continue to do what it is that we desire, so that we can live a life that's filled with more ease and grace. It's possible. It's possible for all of us. So thank you so much. And as we close out this Radiant Light Healing Circle today, I invite you all to know that the energies will continue to flow. Please continue to receive. But yes, do the work, do the protection, do the firewall, do the unplugging from the mass consciousness the best you can. just have the intention to live from the heart space as much as possible. I know we forget from time to time, but just keep on going back. Keep on going back to your heart space. All right. So thank you, everyone. This has been so much fun. just a pleasure to have you with us, Raquel. Thank you so, so much. I love you all, sending you all much love and blessings. And until next time, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Bye for now.